on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Josh Coop.
Mental health bosses in Kent say services are being pushed to breaking point by cuts to budgets and an increase in demand. Teams across the county are bidding for more money and patients are being made to wait longer for support. One in four people continue to suffer from mental health conditions. Angus Gartshaw from the Kent and Medway NHS Partnership Trust says there just aren't enough staff to help.
We're in the position that we've got less nurses, less doctors, so we're all fighting in the country for the same small pool of staff and clinical expertise.
Well, meantime, figures show over 10,500 people have called a special mental health helpline in Kent since it launched in March. Over 3,300 of them were men. They've been released as people mark World Mental Health Day.
KMFM News.
There's a warning that people who create derogatory hashtags or post humiliating photoshopped images online could face being sent to prison. The Crown Prosecution Service has issued new guidance for police forces in England and Wales. It comes after reports that one in four teenagers have suffered abuse on the web because of their gender, sexual orientation or race. Director of Public Prosecutions Alison Saunders says ignorance can't be used as a defence.
People need to think, which I think is sometimes the issue with social media because it is so quick, but people do need to think about the consequences of their actions.
A record-breaking number of lorries used the Channel Tunnel from Kent last month. Eurotunnel says 136,500 trucks made the journey from Folkestone in September, up 11% on the same month last year. There was also a 5% increase in the number of cars using the tunnel to just over 217,000. The final phase of a £50 million project to regenerate part of Maidstone is underway. Outdated shops and flats in Parkwood are being demolished and will eventually be replaced by 56 new homes and stores. The first part of the scheme, which included a new shopping area and community centre, completed in March. Donald Trump's used his second TV debate to say his rival Hillary Clinton should be ashamed of herself. The Republican candidate brought up allegations of sexual assault against former President Bill Clinton, claims which Bill denies. Mr. Trump went on to defend derogatory comments he made about women. The debate ended with the pair being asked if there's anything they respected about each other.
His children are incredibly able and devoted, and I think that says a lot about Donald.
She doesn't quit. She doesn't give up. I respect that. I tell it like it is. She's a fighter. I disagree with much of what she's fighting for.
A decision on where to build a major new runway will be made this month. Gatwick and Heathrow are both hoping to get permission to expand. Approval has been delayed, but Theresa May said an announcement will be made shortly. A lorry driver's admitting causing an eight-vehicle crash which killed a mum and three children. A court heard how 30-year-old Thomas Crocker was using his mobile phone at the time of the smash on the A34 in Berkshire in August.
KMFM News.
The number of underage drivers involved in crashes on Britain's road has reached the highest level in 4 years. Figures out today reveal 91 under-17s were behind the wheel during accidents in 2015. That's up 30% on the year before. And a charity which helps homeless people in Maidstone has launched a campaign to recruit volunteers. Maidstone Church's winter shelter will provide a safe space for people to stay and have a decent meal. It's thought around 30 people will be sleeping rough in the county town during the colder months, with many having nowhere to wash, eat or socialise. Reverend Bill Miller from the charity says it can happen to anyone.
Just thinking, goodness me, you know, how did you get from there to here? But yeah, all kinds of people can end up, and lots of people are only one paycheck, one relationship breakdown away from finding themselves there.
KMFM Sport.
England's interim manager Gareth Southgate's indicating he won't be afraid to drop Wayne Rooney from tomorrow's World Cup qualifier against Slovenia. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, the team's captain was booed by some sections of the Wembley crowd during Saturday's qualifying win over Malta. He's not been in the best form and has already lost his starting place for Manchester United. Ex-Man U defender David May says this can't be the end for Rooney.
Listen, class is what he is, and it'll come good. You know, he's a great player. Yes, people might harp on saying, you know, he's done this, he's not done that, and this, that, the other, but records speak for itself.
Closer to home, Gillingham boss Justin Edinburgh says he's convinced he'll get his club back on track. The Jewels threw away a one-goal lead against bottom-of-the-table Oldham at Priestfield on Saturday. Despite only one league win in seven matches and responding to calls for him to quit, Edinburgh says it's not too late for a turnaround. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invictus Dynamos have suffered their second defeat of the season. They were beaten 6-3 in South Division 1 by Oxford City Stars at the ice rink in Gillingham last night. The Moes are now second in the table.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read
Watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.